Hallelujah. It is 8:53 by my time. So I guess the sermon needs to be rushed. All right. So let me just start by thanking the Archbishop in absentia. Let me thank also the Cathedral Presbyter, the very Reverend Aaron Ankeli Onu, and his wife, sitting next to my wife. Let me also sincerely welcome in a special way everyone from the Young People's Church who is also in this service. YPC, we blast. The theme for sermon, Isaiah chapter 60, we'll look at just the verse 1. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. My Bible says, arise, shine. I didn't see arise and shine. Arise, one, shine. Two, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So let's assume we have 20 minutes to do this. We'll praise God. 5 minutes is important. And then we'll see what we'll do with 15 minutes. Arise, Cathedral of Unity, shine, for your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh
Sabaoth, Yahweh.
Somebody release your words this morning.
Sabaoth, Yahweh, Sabaoth.
About Wike, we're talking about the Lord God of hosts. Please, I beg you, can you please honor him by rising to your feet and worship him who is worthy? The Bible says that he is the Lord God mighty in battle. Now listen, this passage we read was written 700 years before Christ appeared, but for 700 years the word of the Lord never ceased. It came to pass. Now, I don't know what you've been trusting God for in this year. Maybe it has not come to pass, but I bring you an update that today on this mountain, you will rise and you will shine because the light of the Lord has come and his glory is risen upon you. Now a new chapter in your life is about to begin. A new vista is about to open. A new door is about to open. Now sickness is about to be kicked out of your life. Now failure is about to get an exit door, because the Lord your God has arisen, and he says you shall rise up and shine, because his glory is risen upon you. The Lord of hosts, the King,
the King,
oh, pick it
up, pick it
up. Yahweh. It says, arise, shine. I don't know if you saw the comma. It's not arise and shine. There are two commands. Arise, shine. Tell somebody beside you, arise, shine. Arise, shine. Talk to somebody and say, arise, shine. Arise, shine. Say to yourself, I arise and I shine. It is my season to rise, and in this season I shine. Come on, let us pray. Father, we thank you because you're the Lord God of hosts. Father, we thank you because your word is from everlasting to everlasting. We thank you because your word will never be broken. Heaven and earth can come and pass, but not one dot from your word will fail. Father, we thank you because we are living evidences of your word. We are living proofs and testimonies that faithful is he that has spoken. He will surely bring it to pass as we gaze upon your law. Father, open our eyes. Let us see wonderful things from your word. Father, Lord, let chains be broken. Let yokes be lifted. Let hearts, Lord God, receive your word. Let everyone that is discouraged at the sound of your word, let there be encouragement. We thank you because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you because it is well with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Take your seat. Deji, just continue on the strings. We'll just do this less than 8 minutes and then we'll be done. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Arise, shine, for your light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We are going to try to answer 7 questions in 7 minutes. Why do I need to arise? From what do I need to arise? What light has come? How will I shine? What is this glory? When I begin to shine, what will it profit me? How will my shining affect the darkness, the gross darkness around me? Now, like I said, this prophecy was not even written by Isaiah. This prophecy was written in 8 BCE, 700 years before the appearance of Christ. In this passage, it says, arise, shine. This is the third book of Isaiah. Arise, shine. It said, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We'll look at what the light is and what this glory is, and then we'll see how God will help us to pray. Arise, shine. From what do I need to arise? Now, let me contextualize this sermon for you quickly, and then we'll move. Now, from about October, thereabout, I begin to ask God, like I would every year, what is next year going to be? What are we going to do next year? What is our focus for next year? And I began to pray. There's no time. I can't take you to the details. And God began to speak to me and showed me something. No time. I can't describe the scene to you. But then it was about 3 days and I needed to minister in Jahi. And the Lord God, from the things he said to me, filled with confidence about what will happen next year, I went to Jahi Church. Before I started the ministration, I don't know who was there on the harvest on the 10th of November. I know Sister Joy Okagwu and her sister was there. Who was in Jahi for the harvest? Anyone? All right. I just needed a witness. And I asked God, I said, look, this thing you're promising, can you show me a sign? Can you give me a sign so that when I tell the people that it is that the glory of God is risen upon you, they will believe? And I went to Jahi. And in Jahi Church, before I started preaching, and I said, look, God sent me to you, and he told me that he wants to prove himself that he is in this church. And I asked, does anybody have any case with the police? And a woman sitting in front raised up her hand, and I said, and she said, look, a car has been stolen, and the car cannot be recovered. And I said to her, that God said for me to tell you that you need to rise and shine, because God is set to do something wonderful. I saw from her demeanor that she didn't even believe. And I said to her, madam, you don't believe, but God says, even out of your unbelief, because God wants to show the church, it's not about you, what he will do. And I said, before the end of this year, your car is recovered. 12 days after, Reverend Chijoke Norum called me on a Thursday and said to me, the police have recovered the vehicle. But you know something funny? The family went and bought another vehicle. So now, both the old, the stolen, and the new. And now they have a problem. They have two cars. I don't know what to do with it. And I'm saying to you, Cathedral of Unity, that both the old blessing and the new blessing, in this season, God will compress to you. Hey, hey. Isaiah said, arise, shine, for your light is come. Now, arise from depression, arise from failure, arise from circumstances of life that has kept you down, rise up to a new consciousness, a new reality, a new thinking, a new mentality, a new person. The Bible says that the prodigal son one day woke up and realized who he is. And he said, look, I am better than the slaves of my father's house. I am the son of my father. Now, when that new reality came, he went to his father and said, Father, Lord, Father, I've sinned against you. And the father told him, you never sinned against me. Now, I want you to arise this morning to a new thinking, a new mentality. Why do you need to arise? Your light is come. That is what Isaiah says. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. What is this light? John chapter 1 and verse 4 and 5 said, in him was the light, and the light was the life of men. And he is the one who lightens every man that comes into this world. That is John's testimony about Christ. And I want to believe John's testimony above other, because other testimonies were not written by, other gospels were not penned by actual disciples of Christ. Only John. And that is why you see in the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, and Luke began with his genealogy. But you see, John went straight and said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Because for John, his earthly circumstances did not matter. And John began to say that, look, in him was the light, and the light was the life of men. What Isaiah is saying is that, arise and shine, because there is a life, a life-giving life, that when that light enters your life, the light in you begins to burn. Isaiah says, arise and shine, for your light has come. What is this light? The light is the life in Christ, that as the life of Christ begins to affect your life, it begins to give you a light. And Isaiah began to say, arise and shine, for the light-giving life has come, and that light will give you life. And what I love about that light, John said, the light shines in the darkness, and darkness has never overpowered the light. Now, mean I rise and I shine. Why? A light giving life has come unto me. Now I no longer live in darkness. If you read verse 2 of Isaiah, he said, gross darkness covers the earth. Thick darkness covers the earth. But listen, there is a life that is at work in me. There is a light that is at work in me. As that light continues to give me life, I begin to shine. It says, arise and shine, for your light is come. Not only is Christ come, the essence, the power, the life-giving essence from the life of Christ, from his word that I draw, gives me life. And that life produces light. Or meaning that actually my life is a dynamo. My life is a power plant, a spiritual light plant that as it works upon me, I begin to generate light. So much so that darkness cannot comprehend me, nor can darkness stay in my way. Isaiah says, arise, shine, for your light has come. In the world there is darkness, but in me there is light. So even when I stand in darkness, the light of the Lord is my shine. Oh, what a great testimony. What a great testimony. That even though the world is in darkness, I generate the light. I am the light of God. The appearance of Christ gave me life. The light of God through Christ illuminates me. I am light that walks in darkness. I am an enigma. Darkness does not understand me, nor can darkness contain me, nor does darkness have power over me. I love that passage. It says, look, I rise, I shine, because the light giving life is given for me. Now, as I shine, I become an enigma to the enemy. It says, it gives a testimony that light, as darkness has never understood light, nor has he oppressed or overpowered it. I say, meaning that I rise and I shine. As I shine, darkness has no place in me. Darkness has no hold over me. As I shine, I dare to shine. I don't appeal or help or beg to shine. As I shine, darkness by itself clears. Arise to this consciousness. It says, arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Now, what is this glory? Simple. I don't need to show you the glory. I just show you the King of glory. Psalm 24 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Now, who is this King of glory? The one mighty, strong in battle. But that is about Christ. What does that passage say about me and my glory? Psalm 24, verse 9. 24, verse 9. In 2 minutes, I'll be out of here. Psalm 24, verse 9. That psalm begins to describe a group of people. A group of people who before could not come to the holy hill. Because in that psalm, it says, who will ascend the hill except him who has clean heart and a pure hand? All right. Everlasting doors. Let's go. Verse 10. It said, only those who have a clean heart. Who is this King of glory? It said, he already described. Now, the summary of this passage is that he was describing a people who before could not enter the gates, who before could not speak because the gates were locked, who could not come to the presence of God because they were filthy and they were dirty. Now, Isaiah says, there is a King of glory who has gone ahead and opened the gates so that those of us who were filthy and unqualified can come boldly and stand before his throne. So he says, arise, shine, because the limitation that was holding you back is gone. What a great testimony. What a great prophecy. Arise, shine. In this season of Christmas, I bring you nothing but good tidings, and I lie to you not, that God is set to bless you in an unimaginable way. That God is set to bless you in an unimaginable way. There were wrath before you were lying helpless, hidden, obscure, only fit for the dunghill. It says, arise, shine, the light-giving light has come. He didn't only come with his light, he came with his glory and opened the door so that you who had filthy hands can access that which is holy. And as I close, finally, what is this glory that has risen upon you? What is this glory? What are we even talking about? What was Isaiah talking about? What was this Christ talking about? I just bring you to Luke and chapter 8 and verse 15 and 16. And it is Christ speaking. He says, let me tell you, now that you have arisen, and now that you know that you shine, what is your purpose to shine? Are you just shining useless shine? No. Christ was speaking. He says, nobody lights a candle and put it under a table. That when you light a candle, you put it in a place. Light is destined for the top. Light is for the place where you can see. Light is to reveal glory. Light is to reveal God's splendor. And as I close this morning, I say to you, arise, shine. Your light is come. Arise, shine, for your light is come. And that light will take you to places you never thought before. Arise, shine. You are a city set on a hill. Nobody can hide your shine. Arise, shine. You are a city set on a hill. No one can hide your shine. You are destined for the top. God set you alight to take over kingdoms. God set you alight to affect your generation. God set you alight to be the top. He said you are the head, never the tail. Above always, never beneath. He said, I am like a tree planted by the riverside. I bring forth my fruit in season. My leaves will never wither. Anything I lay my hands prosper. Why? I am the light. I say to you in this season, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Arise, shine, for your light has come. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb.